And when we talk about recycling, do you think about the yellow top bin? Well, what about recycling bigger items like concrete, bricks, or cement, perhaps? Well, did you know that construction and demolition waste makes up around half of overall waste, but most of it is just ending up in landfill? Well, toolbox info sessions have been held in Bunbury by company Level 5 Design to encourage more recycling of construction waste. And the ABC's Kate Stevens met up with Managing Director Pete Damon to find out what the sessions are all about.
So we've been very fortunate to receive a grant from the Waste Authority to work with industry in the Southwest to encourage an uptake of construction and demolition waste materials for use in our infrastructure projects. And what we're working to do is to build knowledge and educate industry on how we can do this better so that we can get better outcomes.
So how big of a problem is construction waste in WA?
There's about 50% of all of the waste that's generated in Western Australia comes from the construction and demolition sector. And all of that, less than half actually gets recycled or reused. So more than half actually goes to landfills and is wasted when in fact that same material can be repurposed as a very valuable product for use in our infrastructure.
So what's stopping it from getting recycled at the moment?
Well, there's a number of reasons, but one of the ones that we're really tackling as part of our toolbox sessions is how we can get better source separation of materials at the point of collection so that we can actually make it easier to recycle, make it more cost effective to recycle, and therefore provide that material for use into our projects rather than being dumped into landfill.
So does that mean that it's on sort of construction businesses to be doing that sorting?
We'd like to see certainly both construction and demolition businesses. So often when buildings or other infrastructures bowled over, that can be separated at the source and then reused if it's collected in the right manner. But also, yes, on construction sites, they can recycle their own waste back into their own projects, and we're like, that's not possible. If they can separate it well and do it in the manner that we're trying to hold their hand to work through this process, then we can really get those better outcomes.
So can you give me some examples of what construction waste could be recycled and what it could be recycled into?
So one of the big ones is what we call crushed recycled concrete products. So you might think of big buildings. So one of the big ones in the last few years, for instance, was Subiaco Oval up in Perth, where that whole stadium was knocked over. We've got similar projects, maybe at a smaller scale here in the Southwest, where that material can be recycled for reuse back into our infrastructure. So you can put concrete back in the concrete. That's easy. You know, it makes sense, right? But you can also, for instance, put concrete into road projects, into the road pavements. We can put it into things like concrete barriers. We can put it into noise walls, features of that sort where they're non-structural and we can still get a really great outcome from it.
And what's the current interest from construction companies to try and source this recycled material? Are they keen? Are they looking out for it?
It's certainly growing, and certainly we're very pleased to see the state government taking a lead with this. And I mentioned the Waste Authority. They've released a specification to help local government, state government and industry to do this effectively. And that's what our education toolbox sessions support as well. But we're certainly seeing the uptake. Part of it is actually getting the supply chain right. So if there's demand there, but there's no supply, it's very hard. So that's why if we can get that source separation right and we can get the collection right at the places where we're demolishing buildings or we're constructing features, then it makes it easier for us to meet the demand. And so that then fuels more use as you go along. At the moment, we've got millions of tonnes. I use the analogy up in Perth, they've got the Optus Stadium where the football often is takes place, and just one project infrastructure could fill that stadium 1 kilometre into the of the sky. So, you know, we're really massive scale of opportunities in our infrastructure if we can get this right. So the demand is there. What we now need to do is work with industry to ensure that we get the supply right as well.
Cool. So what's the next step after these sessions, do you think? You know, you've informed people about how to sort and to improve their recycling amounts. What's the next step to actually see this happening, do you think?
It's not a one-off process. We need to continue to work on that over time, but also we're working now with those that need to purchase the product to see how we can provide that connection between the supplier of the material and the actual purchasers of the material, so we can get that demand. As demand grows, hopefully that drives better practices within the industry.
Managing Director Pete Damon from Level 5 Design speaking to the ABC's Kate Stevens. And if you want more info on the upcoming sessions, they are funded by a state government grant, and you can give us a call here and we can pass on the details.